Blog Talk Radio.
This is Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.
Happy New Year, everyone. I've got to apologize off the bat that my voice is in and out, but I had to finally come on here and say happy 2016 to everyone, and I hope that your 2015 went out quietly and amazing, and you're bringing in 2016 with the most positive vibes and great attitude, and starting off the new year in, you know, a very positive sort of way. I ended off my new year pretty great. I ended it with my family, which was really wonderful, which I took some time off just to handle the last of the business that I had to handle for Onyx Queen Media. As most of you guys know, I own my own small branding and event planning company. I am a brand manager for the majority, I would say about 90% of my clients. I am a brand manager for them, which simply means that I handle the direction of where their brand is going. So if they are a celebrity chef, if they are a lifestyle person. I do have a lifestyle, fitness, personality, author as a client. I basically give them, you know, guidance on how their brand should be moving and shaking within the genre of which they exist. So that could be the food industry, it could be the lifestyle industry, the book industry, whatever it is. I cover all of those areas. So we have our weekly meetings to discuss where their brand is going, brand trends within their genre and where they should be, building on their brands, making sure that their brand is getting a lot of exposure. My background is in communications and media, so I'm often booking them for television appearances and having them write for or include their recipes or whatever it is in magazines and printed publications, and also, excuse me, doing a bit of radio as well. So it's a big job. It's a big job, and you definitely have a lot of responsibility on your shoulders. I do give my clients the speeches all the time about, you know, things that they should be doing, and sometimes they agree, sometimes they don't agree, and that's okay. But I would say the majority of the time they do, you know, heed, you know, the different things that I do tell them, because it's from experience, you know, just from me building my own business or having dealt with someone that has, you know, been a client previously before, or how I've dealt with another situation with a current client. It just depends, but it all comes and stems from a certain level of experience of having been in this business for close to 20 years, which I can't even believe it's been close to 20 years. But I love the job that I do. I'm always excited about the job that I do, and I love to lay out each of the profiles for each of my clients. What I'll do is I'll, like, sit on the living room floor and I'll lay out everything that has to do with my client's floor, and then I'll go through each pile and I'll look through all the things that we've done over the life of us working together, and I'll also look at the things that, you know, goals and things that they have expressed to me that they would like to reach, the goals that I would love for them to reach, the things that I foresee for them, sometimes that they don't even see for themselves. And we just try to mix the two as best as we can. And it 99.9% of the time turns into a successful goal or venture. So I'm very proud of that. That's a really great track record. So what I wanted to talk about in this particular episode, and first of all, welcome to season three, if you guys didn't know. I think I'm going to do 8 to 10 episodes per season, and I ended, I think, on episode 8. I hope it's episode 8, but we're going to roll with season 3, episode 1, since we're starting a new year, so we'll do that. For those of you listening, we're almost a week into January 2016, which is so crazy. What goals have you set for yourself? I don't really believe in resolutions or anything like that. I think that just kind of sets people up for failure, but I rather look at what goals I didn't accomplish the year before and what I can do to accomplish those goals going forward. So I think that January of a new year is always a great opportunity to reassess where you are, what you're doing, and your approach to the goals that you have set for yourself. So I actually start assessing my goals for the new year in the last part of the year previous. So between October, November, December, that last quarter of the year is when I look at the goals and things that I want to accomplish for 2016. So I take those last 90 days of every year and I put down payments on conventions that I want to go to. If the convention tickets are not selling yet, and I'm talking about business conventions and things that I invest in to help further my own brand, because that's another thing too. As a business owner, if you're in the branding business like me, or you're a PR person, or, you know, something to that nature, you have to remember you have to build your brand as well. So if you're in the business of helping other people to build their brands or helping other businesses get off the ground, you have to remember you have to take time out to do interviews for your business. You have to take time out to guest blog on, you know, business formats and whatever it is. You have to build your brand as well. And sometimes we get lost in that. So that's one of my goals definitely for 2016, is to bring my brand to the forefront as well as my client's brand. One great thing that I did before the year ended, which was like a blessing and so amazing, is that I am working with a PR company that represents products. So I now can bring that piece of business over into what I do every single day, and that's helping to further the voice of my clients' brands. So now I am working with a PR company who represents for some of the brands, the food brands and household brands that you see on television every day. And now I can have my clients have opportunities for sponsorship deals, which is amazing. You know, it's just one of these great things that you never really think you'll get the opportunity to do until it's presented to you. And this is something that, you know, I was approached with, and I thought that it was really great. I had reached out to several brands who have been represented by this PR company, and they reached out to me and said, hey, you know, we've looked at some of your clients. We really like what they do and their platforms and, you know, their social media reach, and we would love to work with them. So now any clients that I have can take advantage of that, you know, with my company and, you know, make extra money and put money in their pocket, which is always a great thing. So that was another great business thing to end on in 2015, and I've definitely have been working hard to, you know, cut those business deals and, you know, those sponsorship opportunities and those sort of things. So that's going to be a whole other creative side of the business that I get to explore in 2016. Another thing that I wanted to discuss briefly is the topic of this, which is success moves in silence. And I'm going to end on this note because I think that it's really important. I see a lot of people, especially in the social media world and the online, new media circles, that are constantly talking about what they're doing. They're constantly discussing every single aspect of their business, whether it's come to fruition or not. And I am of the old school, I don't know if you want to say old school way of teaching, learning, or whatever, that success moves in silence. I don't care what you have going on with your business. It's great to celebrate wonderful things. I'm not saying to not celebrate great things. But I constantly see people saying, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. We don't need to know all of that. Just do it. Let your success move in silence. Let your success show when you have completed XYZ project and you bring it to people and say, hey, this is what I've been working on for the past 6 months. We don't need to know every single move that you are making. First of all, there's that saying out there that says, let your next move be your best move. Sometimes your next move is not to say a word. Sometimes your next move is to be quiet, keep your nose to the grinder, and do what it is that you have to do, and then make announcements after the fact. Because when you give every single step of what you are doing, that gives more opportunity for people to be negative. It gives more opportunity for people to talk crap about your business. It gives more opportunity for people to hate on what you're doing. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing and who's showing off with what and who's balling and who's doing this and that. Make your way through this world. Do it successfully. And do it and keep it to yourself until you are ready to make that announcement that people have to be shocked, like, whoa, when did they get all this done? You don't need to know when I got all that done. Just know it's done. This makes me think of, if you guys are in the YouTube community, and I am a part of the YouTube community, and that's another thing that I will be building on this year, is also stuff that has to do with YouTube, and those announcements are coming soon. But if you're in the YouTube community and you follow Jerry Levine, people may know Jerry Levine. He had comedy videos several years ago. He is definitely a veteran YouTuber. I got to tell you, and I know this has absolutely nothing to do with anything, but I had to throw this in there because I think it's just amazing for them. They recently moved into their new home, and I believe they moved over to the West Coast into Arizona. The house is gorgeous. The kids are beautiful. They look so happy and so content. And if anybody has ever followed the Levine life on YouTube, I encourage you to go back and watch their old videos to see everything that they have been through. And it was not easy. We're talking two children in the past 4 years, two children, a college graduation, and buying a home. And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, they will be getting married this year. I will tell you, it is really something to see people succeed, and I am so happy for them. I'm so happy for anyone that really takes their passion and really moves with it. And you don't have to announce every single move that you make. Success moves in silence. You don't have to announce everything that you're doing. Keep your head focused and in the game. Make the announcements when everything is said and done and people are shocked and their jaws are dropping to the floor. That is true success. Not showing off along the way. Just let your success speak for itself, because it's going to speak for itself. So let it. This is the Queen's Lair. I'm going to end on that note. I will be back this week with more conversation, but I just wanted to say Happy New Year to everyone. We're in 2016, y'all. That is so crazy to me. Congrats to anyone out there who has reached all those different goals. Congrats to Levine Life, we made it. I'm so happy for them because I've been watching them for years. And stay tuned for all the great things that are coming with Onyx Queen Media. If you want to talk to us directly, we are Onyx Queen Media on everything. And then if you want to go to our website to check out what we have going on, it's www.onyxqueenmedia.com. We look forward to hearing from you and seeing you and listening to you and talking to you on all the different social medias. Don't be shy. I even go to a lot of events now where people are starting to recognize me, like, hey, Onyx Queen, you know, from Instagram or whatever. So please don't be shy. Definitely come up to me, ask me business questions, ask me questions about anything that you want. I'm very approachable, all right? So we will be, I think I'll be back in a couple of days, maybe even tomorrow morning, because I have a little extra something that I want to share with people with the rundown of things that are going on this year. So again, Happy New Year to everyone. We are a week into 2016. Be blessed.
Onyx Queen, and you're listening to the Queen's Lair.